Alrighty then, welcome. What's going on? What is up, people? Another episode, you know. It's the 4th of July. Yes, indeed, 4th of July. At least in my area. I don't find a lot of people right now busting fireworks on the 4th of July back in the day. And for me, back in the day was like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, man, 4th of July, people busting up the place. Nowadays, it's kind of low-key. Maybe because the holidays in the middle of the week and people got to go back to work. I don't know. But I just find that there's not a lot of energy lately when it comes to the 4th. Most people looking at the 4th as just another day to stay home and do nothing. Well, we are here and we are working, damn it. Because are we really independent when we really think about it? Are you independent when you think about it? Are you financially independent when you think about it? That's why we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's why we out here on these internet streets making it happen. And today I want to talk to you guys about the price to pay for easy money, right? All money ain't good money. Y'all probably heard that in the streets. Some of y'all probably heard that from old folks. All money ain't good money, right? Interesting fact. I was watching Game of Thrones, right? This is the very first time that I'm watching Game of Thrones. And this shit is good. This shit is very good. I remember when a lot of people was watching Game of Thrones, but at the time I could not afford HBO. So, you know, everybody was talking about Game of Thrones. I was like, all right, fuck you and your Game of Thrones. I don't want your bullshit about no Game of Thrones. Fast forward today, man, I don't know what happened. I think it was last week. I was just searching through. I was on Amazon Prime. There was nothing going on, right? So I said, this is Game of Thrones. What's this Game of Thrones? I remember people talking about Game of Thrones. So I started watching Game of Thrones. And now I'm hooked on Game of Thrones. The good thing about me being always late to the party is that there's nobody talking about it anymore. So nobody can spoil it for me. Plus, I have all 8 seasons to myself, right? As a matter of fact, as soon as I come off the air, I'm finna watch me some Game of Thrones. But Game of Thrones taught me a very interesting lesson about easy money, or be careful what you wish for. So I have a system. I didn't make up this system, right? It's called the 30-minute sales machine. And the reason why it's called the 30-minute sales machine is because the system is dead ass simple. You have a list. You have an offer. You are going to write daily emails to your list to sell your offer. Oh. I was yawning. I don't like yawning in front of the air. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get you contagious with it. But, you know, you have a list, you have an offer, and you send daily emails. No, there is this seminar that I have, right? Taught me about writing emails. And in the seminar, it's about with a guy called Matt Fear. And he was like, look, want new boat? Write email, go get boat. That's basically what it is, right? No 5-day challenges, no webinars, none of that shit. You just write an email, 30 minutes. By the time you get good, it will probably be 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, right? You send it out and you get money. But a lot of people are like asking me, okay, how long does it take for me to get money? Will I get money in 30 minutes? No, you will not get money in 30. Well, I take that back. If you are, it's okay. Look, people, please, let's not get all. And this is the thing, like, nobody is fighting anymore. Like, ain't no fighters in America no more. What's going on, man? Like, people just become so bitch made. If I say, yo, 30 minute sales machine, obviously, you know, people be like, yo, I want my money back because 30 minutes went by and I didn't make any money, or even 30 days went by and I didn't make any money. That's why y'all not getting shit done. That's why every time this shiny object thing, this AI thing come along, people jump on it like it's like, fuck, man. I don't get it. You know? Where's the spirit to stick with shit? I'm saying this. When you get your list established, you get your offer right, you send daily emails, you will start to get sales. Then it's going to become consistent sales because your list is growing. And I'm not going through all this shit, right? I'm just telling you what I'm telling you, right? The problem is people who are impatient, right? They don't want to go through the pain of dealing with this thing. They don't want to get good at writing emails. They rather look for shortcuts, right? And one of the biggest shortcuts right now is hyper buyers. Oh, focus on the hyper buyers because they buy instantly. They buy off impulse. And a lot of so-called experts will tell you about these hyper buyers, right? I'm telling you, stay away from hyper buyers. So back to Game of Thrones, right? I don't want to forget what I'm talking about here. So Game of Thrones, man. There's this scene in Game of Thrones, and this reminded me of hyper buyers. And that's why I jumped on this on the recording, on the live, to tell you. So there's this scene in Game of Thrones where there's this princess, right? She got pimped out by her brother to marry a king, a warrior king, like a primitive tribe of warrior kings, right? Of warriors. Now he's the king, and this dude has 100,000 soldiers at his disposal. And he's just walking around the desert with these guys killing shit. No ambition, no aim, right? So the sister, you know, gets married to the king. So now the brother is just like, all right, the king is basically just looking for some pussy. He's going, you know, do what he do. And because we have an agreement, I give you some, you know, I give you this girl. And, you know, the dude's own brother, man, he pimping out his own sister, right, to get the throne. That's how badly he wants it, right? So anyway, he gives the king, you know, they get married and they smash, and apparently the king falls in love with the girl, right? So now the king is a simp. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be player with your stuff, but the king low key is a simp. Cause so the brother gets beat up by the king, you know, he gets out the picture. So all of a sudden the girl now gets ambitious at, like, the brother. So she's like, well, shit, this dude love me. I have all his armies at my disposal. Plus I'm pregnant with his child. You know, I have the child, the future king, the child that's going to mount the world or some shit like that. And every word spread that she's pregnant with this kid. So all of a sudden she's just like, yo, she's like a superpower now, right? All of a sudden she's a superpower. So she's hype. She's feeling herself. And she's like, honey, I want us to go to the West and march and plunder and take over the spot, right? King's like, all right, cool. So anyway, the king is going. So now they didn't like that. The people they weren't comfortable that the king was kind of like head over heels for this girl. Like, because the warrior tribe is like a masculine dominated tribe, right? I know you have all these, this woman coming in and making orders. So people is low key kind of like hating on the king, right? So anyway, I remember watching this scene, and they're walking, they're on horseback, they're going through the desert. And the king just goes like this. Oh, boom. And falls face down in the dirt. Apparently the king's been poisoned, right? So now the king is about to die, right? And the girl is like, oh shit, if he dies, these motherfuckers is gonna kill me because they already don't like me. They got like line, they got warriors already lined up to take this dude's place. And they gonna kill me and they gonna kill my child because they don't want no competition. So she's like panicking, right? She's panicking. And what she does, she calls in this witch. It's like, yo, I need you to run some sorcery shit and bring this dude back to life because, you know, and she's like, yo, you got to be careful what you wish for. There, everything has a price. Everything, there's a trade-off. And she's like, ah, don't worry, man. Just bring in one of them horses and kill the horse. You know, kill the horse. Damn it. Don't worry about that. So anyway, while the shit's going on, the spell is going on, some shit goes down and, you know, the spell is over. And the dude comes back to life, but he's like a vegetable, right? He can't, he's just existing in his own body. He's just like useless. Yeah. May I shoot my arm, my radio show, my lip on my radio show? No, it's live now. Okay. Live now, so.
Yeah.
Me link you later. Yeah. Sorry about that, people. Parents coming in from out of town. They don't know what the fuck going on. But anyway, so. Where was I? So she's like, you know, the spell is over and the king is just a vegetable existing in his own body. Like he can't really do nothing. So she's like, ah, this dude ain't got no use. And then she goes into labor and then the baby is born dead. So the baby was the actual price, right? So now she is just assed out. She ain't got no king. She ain't got no kid. She ain't got no supporters. It's just like she's done, right? So anyway, that's where I'm at right now. And it made me think about this whole hyper buyer shit because, you know, hyper buyers, the thing about hyper buyers is that, yeah, they'll buy on impulse. And a lot of people is using AI to get these hyper buyers, like to round them up. Like you got the AI chatbots and all these kind of things. And let me tell you something. Hyperbuyers are very dangerous people. They're very dangerous people. Hyperbuyers suffer from buyer's remorse, okay? Especially if the stuff that they bought appears to require any form of work, they get heavy buyer's remorse, right? Heavy buyer's remorse. It's kind of like, you know, not saying anybody does this, but it's kind of like when, you know, the guy, like you got this guy who cheats on his wife and when he busts a nut, he like comes to his senses and he gets all this guilt, all this remorse. He's willing to do whatever it takes to erase that past. That's what buyer's remorse is. And that's what hyper buyers have. And they're not going to necessarily send you an email and like, yo, you know, my bad, I bought this on impulse, I didn't really want it, can I get my money back? Nah, they want the fastest way to erase that memory. And what these guys is going to do is they're just going to hit that chargeback button, right? Bro, you do not want to deal with that constant chargeback every minute. Like, hyper buyers are the worst. Right? That's why they're only 3% off the pie. Right? Hyper buyers are the worst set of buyers to get, man. They give these chargebacks. Merchant account goes to shit because of all these chargebacks. They have your money tied up and it's just crazy. And I know a lot of people, they like to use, you know, like, what they call it? It's like guarantees with limitations. Oh, if you use this for 30 days, they're hoping that people will buy this thing for 30 days and not remember that they not hyper buyers. Hyper buyers, they have a very long memory, right? Because they're living with all this remorse, right? So do yourself a favor and don't chase hyper buyers, right? Actually, you really want to go after the people that are skeptic, because the skeptic people are the ones that's looking for your argument. Somebody that's skeptic will read your sales letter, they'll read your email, and they'll stew on it. And that's what you want them to do, right? They stew on email one, then next day they stew on this next email, next day they stew on another email. They go and read your sales letter, then they sit down and they stew on it. They like thinking about the pros and cons, and they're like, yo, you know what? This person did tell me this shit was gonna take work. This person did tell me, and then there's a way you like, I'm not really trying to go into all of this right now, but when you're selling to skeptic buyers, you can literally tell them, like, look, man, I'm not saying this works, right? It works for me. I'm not saying it's gonna work for you. I'm just offering you a solution, right? It has worked for other people, blah, blah, blah. When you're selling to hyper buyers, you have to come all flashy and fancy and full of confidence, just like testimonials. Like, hyper buyers love testimonials. They need testimonials just to give them that little push over there. Skeptic people don't give a shit about testimonials, because they're like, man, this person might copy and paste. These testimonials might be from actors. These testimonials might be from people he know. These testimonials might be arranged. That's the type of person you want. When they buy, they know that you didn't trick them. So it's up to them now. They know it's in their court. And the price you pay for those guys is less than hyper buyers, because the price you pay for a skeptic buyer is just sweat equity, daily emails, you know, and that snowballs. But with these hyper buyers, man, you pay the price in money, peace of mind, business, all kind of stuff. All right, you don't want to deal with that. So that's it. That's all we got for today. Today's show is brought to you by the 4th of July, and it is brought to you by the free video. Right, it's a free video. It's called the Email Monetization Blueprint. It's the free video that's going to show you guys how to monetize your email list. Now look, this is only for people. If you are an information marketer, you sell information products, courses, or you're a consultant, you are making 4 figures per month, you are struggling to make 4 figures per month, you have an email list, you have an offer, you want to know how to send these emails and what will create sales for you, the free video will show you how to do it, right? The link is in the description. Get it now and enjoy your 4th of July. But know that the work is not done. All right. Peace.